like Zach Ertz. Last 3 years, he's averaged 70 catches, almost 800 yards a season. But yet, people are so indifferent towards him in this area. Why do you think people are so indifferent towards him in terms of he doesn't get a lot of national accolades and things like that some of the tight ends out there do?
You know, I don't know. I think he's, I love coaching him. I think he's good for this team. I think, every day he comes to work with the right attitude, with trying to get better. He's had some success. I don't know. He's a pleasure to coach, and, I know he's very highly respected in this organization. And so, I don't know. I guess I don't have an answer for you on that one.
Do you think sometimes he's too hard on himself? I mean, and if that is the case, how do you gauge that? How do you get him off that limb, so to speak, a little bit?
Is he too hard? Yeah, I mean, and all the good ones are, and actually most players in the NFL are hard on themselves, because that's how you get to be, you always want to push yourself. You're never satisfied with where you're at. I don't think it has never become a problem with Zach where he's so hard on himself where now it's, hamstringing him out on the field. But, that's who he is, and that's not a bad thing. It's I enjoy it because I know that he's always trying to get better.
There's always this talk, like, when's he going to break out and have that breakout year? But if you look at his numbers, I mean, he's been among the top tight ends, in the NFL and stuff. But, there's always been something like an injury or, getting used to a quarterback that set him back. So when you were just saying, about him being in the second year with Carson and everything, and if he stays healthy, I mean, how good can he be?
It just really depends on, like you said, the health. If he can stay healthy, he's very talented. He can do a lot of things. He can help this offense in a lot of different ways. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, he's doing well right now.
Yeah. And as far as his blocking, I mean, what kind of progression have you seen from him, over the years?
From when he got here to where he's now, it's a night and day. And that's a credit to him because he's worked extremely hard at it. We've worked before practice. We've worked after practice. He works, in the off season. I mean, it's important to him, and it's, he works his technique. He's starting to, he reads defenses now. He can understand, how a guy's going to play. We spend a lot of time during the week, this guy's going to do this, and this, and things like that help him.
Has he gotten to the point where, he could be on the field pretty much every down, no matter what role?
There's
still work to do.
Or? I mean, there's always going to be work to do in both aspects of it. That's the nature of the position, and that's just the way, that's how all the good ones feel, they always have to get better. So he will always work at it. We're working a lot on some of his route stuff, and he caught 78 or 75 balls last year. So we're always working on something and as long as you play, I wasn't obviously the level he was, but I was always working on something. And if at least one thing, if not two or three things, just so you can get better and you can continue to be the best that you can be, I guess.
What's the value for Zach having the same quarterback for the second year in a row? From the time he's come into the league, it's been a different guy year in and year out.
You just get the chemistry, and you get now you have all these reps together. You had all last year, and then all of last spring, and then all last season. Now we're getting this spring, and we'll get training camp. And so you just get all the reps, and you're starting to get different looks at different plays and seeing different coverages. And, the more that these two work together, you watch them out of practice, even when they're not in, they're talking about, what'd you see here? If he does this, I want to do, that type of deal. Like I was saying, during the season, when they're not up, the defense is up, I'll look over the side, and they're running routes. I mean, it's week 14, and he's running an extra route when he could be taking a knee and, getting a break. So that's those two. I mean, they like to work. They enjoy it. They want to be the best.
In the time that you've been around Selleck, you look at how long he's been in this league and that he's still productive at this stage of his career. What's the thing that impresses you most about him?
Every day he comes in and he's trying to get better. And, you can tell it's important to him. Playing the game of football is important to Brent. He enjoys it. He always wants to get better. He's trying to get better. It's, just little things. You think a guy playing 11 years would have all the answers, but he doesn't. He's always asking questions. How do I do this? What do you see here? What do you see there? Can we work on this? Can we work on that? And that's, and then you go to his toughness of his, somebody was telling me he only missed one game in his career, which is amazing to me. but you know, he's got that tough physical mindset. And that's a joy to coach. You guys, you have no idea how fun that is to coach a guy that always wants to get better and just loves playing the game and just loves being physical.
When you look at a kid like Trey Burke, how much of a progression do you expect him to make from last year to this year?
I think they will all make, I mean, Trey especially, but they will all make a progression just being year two in the system. You know, and as it regards to Trey, Trey's only really played the position full-time now. This will be his fourth year. You know, he bounced around a different kind of a Swiss Army knife, if you will, at Florida, playing all these different positions. Well, now here, you know, we've kind of settled him into a tight end role. And he's doing a really good job. And like I said, again, I know it's getting old, but he himself is always trying to get better, you know. And he probably has more strides to make than the others just because he's so new to the position, but he's doing a great job. I mean, all of them are fun to coach.
How tough is it to find opportunity for him or all three guys? Because you don't run three tight end sets that much. I mean, to get them into the game.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge we have as coaches, and you know, we'll figure it out. I guess is the answer. But both all those guys have done such a tremendous job, and they know their roles, and you know, they're happy, and you know, as long as we're winning, they're happy.
What have you seen from his development, obviously making that transition from undrafted former quarterback now to where he's third, fourth year in the league?
Trey's worked extremely hard. Obviously, like you just said, coming in as an undrafted, kind of played like five different positions at Florida. Brought him in here as a tight end. The thing about Trey, which you need to understand, is his work ethic and his desire, and he wants to be good. He wants to work. He's not afraid to work out. He's not afraid to attack his deficiencies, if you will. And the game's important to him. And he's got a great attitude, a great outlook on life. And that's just, it kind of just shows up. And so when you put all those things together, he's just naturally going to get better.
And when you look at a player like Zach Kurtz, where are the areas you've seen him kind of grow over the last year or two?
I think just maturity-wise, he's kind of grown up, and he's starting to play better. He's playing better. He's understanding his role. He's understanding that he's not just a pass catcher, that he's got to work at the line of scrimmage. He's understanding the game. He's very smart, and he's getting smarter. So he's starting to be able to read defenses, not only in coverages, but fronts as well.
And then when you look at Brent Celek, where is he at in terms of, you know, obviously he's always been kind of that veteran presence mm-hmm. in the offensive side of the football. What have you seen from him over the course of the last few months here, late in his career?
He just continues to work hard. I mean, the guy's amazing to me. He's, another one that's extremely smart. It's important to him. He comes out and he works hard every day. He's always asking questions, always trying to get better. You know, Justin, what do I need to do here? What do I need to do here? You know, trying to... Why are they doing this? You know, when I see this, what does it, you know, things like that. So, again, a guy that's played, I think this is going to be his 11th year, is still trying to get better with his knowledge of the game and his fundamentals and his technique. You know, he's always wanting to work on his technique.
Obviously, this time of year, it's always about, you know, you guys are learning more about the playbook and really just kind of honing things in. From the tight end position, what are the things you're looking for on the field in practice during OTAs and mini camps for guys to kind of work on and progress towards the season?
Just in being year two of the system, obviously Brent was in it before, but year two of the system, I just want to see the guys reacting now. And they know what to do. Like I said, it's a smart group. I just want to see them put their hand in the ground or get lined up, see the defense, know what they have to do, know the adjustments they're going to need to make and how they're going to run a route or how they're going to block it or how they're going to surface the block, as you will. I just want to see them reacting because these guys are extremely smart. They know what to do. Now let's just play fast. And then, again, work on the technique. This time of year, you get to work a little bit more technique than you would during the season. And I think they're doing a really good job with that.
What were the biggest differences for the guys at the position from the previous offense now to the new scheme with Doug and Frank?
You know, football's football. So, I mean, I don't want to say that there's a huge difference. They're asked to do a lot of the same things, you know, pass protect, run block, run the routes. We've moved them around a little bit more than we did under the previous system, so they need to know, I guess, more, you know, different spots. But for the most part, I mean, it like a Trey and a Zach are just, you know, they're getting older. They're getting, you know, more experience, so they're starting to feel more comfortable out on the field.